Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be Wild Bill Hickok. Now, before we get into it, just to let everybody know, we are actually, or this show is actually nominated for a podcast award. Last month, I had you guys do a write-in campaign, and believe it or not, we're actually in. So now, what I need everybody to do is to, every day, until from now until the 15th of December, go in and vote for this show. So go to otrwesterns.com/awards, and you'll actually find that we're under the culture and arts category. Go ahead and click that bubble. You do have to respond back to the email, so that way they know that you're legitimate, but I would definitely appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode, like I said, is going to be Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is July 8th, 1951, and the title is Ghost Town Gold. Also, before we get into it, one last thing. I think I'm going to start releasing the video on Fridays. That way we kind of spread it out a little bit. It's hard for me to release both at the same time. So this way you still get something, but you get something twice a week. Instead of on the same day, you'll be able to get it on Mondays and then on Fridays. If you don't like Fridays, send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com, and I will maybe move it to a different day if enough people don't like it on Friday. Okay, let's get into today's episode.
As Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. Back in the cow towns and mining diggings of the Old West, gun smoke from blazing six guns sometimes ran the local sheriff to cover. It was then that he would send for the famous United States Marshal, Wild Bill Hickok. It was just such a situation which brought Wild Bill and his big sidekick Jingles into the Choctaw Indian country one hot afternoon and confronted them with the mystery of Ghost Town Gold.
Nobody but a whimpering idiot would ride through this Choctaw country without a heavy guard, Bill. We ought to have our heads examined.
Quit worrying, Jingles. Choctaws won't bother you if you leave them alone.
Well, I don't like it. I just don't like it, that's all. You know, I got a feeling like there's eyes watching me from all sides.
Relax. We'll be pulling into Dragoon in about an hour or so, then we'll see what Rod Roberts wants with us. After that, we can move on.
Well, that moving part is plenty all right with me. Rod who?
Rod Roberts. He's a sheriff in Dragoon.
Oh, yeah. What's his trouble anyway, Bill?
How should I know? You were there when I got the message to ride over this way.
Well, that's right, I wasn't. Well, I've been bouncing in this saddle so much I forgot all about it. Bill, if you ever asked me to ride 60 miles over hot desert again just to see...
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it. Whoa, Buckshot. Listen.
Whoa. Whoa, stand still, Joker. Now, there you see, Bill. I told you I didn't like this Indian country. They've started beating those war drums.
They're drums, all right.
That ain't all, Bill. Look. Look at that dust cloud coming down the hill. Bill, that's Indians, and they're headed this way.
You're right, Jingles.
Well, pull your hat down tight, Bill. They're coming after our scalp.
No use starting trouble, Jingles. Let's get back in these rocks and see where they're headed.
You said it. Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Jump. Bill, they got us sure.
Relax, Jingles. They were just chasing a buffalo for dinner.
Shoo-wee. Then I know just how that buffalo feels. I thought they were after us.
No. But just the same, I think it would be a good idea for us to go and do Dragoon around this way. Come on.
You two ain't going no place. Throw up your hands.
Bill the Posse. Now, how'd they sneak up on us?
We didn't. We were waiting here for two strangers who killed a man here this week.
Oh, well, then.
Keep reaching. Scratch leather and I'll drill you.
Oh, I wasn't scratching leather. I was just about to scratch my nose, that's all.
Where are you two headed?
Into the town of Dragoon.
What for?
To see Sheriff Rod Roberts. You know him?
I did.
What do you mean, you did? He's the sheriff of Dragoon.
He was the sheriff. I'm the sheriff now, and you two'd better come along with me. I'll find out whether you got business in Dragoon or whether maybe you're a couple of killers.
Killers? Oh, Sheriff, we wouldn't kill a thing.
Never mind, Jingles. Tell me, mister, what happened to Rod Roberts?
If you don't know, you're lucky. But if you're the two men I'm looking for, you'll know that Sheriff Rod Roberts has been dead 3 days.
Hi, partners. Panhandle Jim, your old saddlemate speaking. Say, you know what corn pops look like? They look kind of like small gold nuggets, and they're the color of fresh honey. Why don't you see for yourself? Get a few boxes at your grocer's, then eat them like I do. Right out of the box is the way I eat my corn pops. At breakfast, though, I go for corn pops in a bowl with milk. But hold the sugar, partner. The sweetening's already on corn pops, and milk is all you need. And Kellogg's corn pops contain lots of things that are good for you, just like it says on the box. That means you can eat all you want of those golden hearts of corn puffed up big and crisp. And that silver-like bag inside the corn pops box is pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom's going to like it for storing things in the refrigerator and for wrapping up sandwiches. But best of all are the Kellogg's corn pops inside the bag. Now, you know who loves pops. Let's say it together. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. And pops love pops. Right. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles are riding to help Rod Roberts in the town of Dragoon. But on the outskirts, they are stopped by the Dragoon sheriff and arrested for the murder of the very man they have come to help and are thrown into the Dragoon jail.
Hey, that'll hold you for a spell.
Hey, turnkey!
Huh?
Come back here a minute.
Yeah? What you want?
Well, me and my partner here was just wondering how Rod Roberts got himself killed.
Hey, that's a hot one. You kill a man, then forget how you did it.
Now, you listen to me, Anvil Head.
Don't you be yelling at me. I'm the deputy.
I don't care if you're the president of the Pea Pickers Club. I ask you a civil question. Remember, a man ain't guilty in this state till he's hung.
All right. He's off, I'll tell you. The sheriff, Rod Roberts, that is, he rode out of here about 3 days ago, and his horse was picked up just yesterday. Had blood all over the saddle.
Now, wait a minute. Who found the horse?
Same sheriff what brought you in here. Of course, he was only the deputy then.
Why, Bill, I think there's something fishy going on here.
Hey, what did you call him?
His name. What do you think I'd call him?
Wild Bill? Is he Wild Bill Hickok?
He sure is, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey, Sheriff, this is Wild Bill Hickok.
Who, that?
Of course not. Him.
You're Wild Bill?
I never owned up to that wild part.
We better let him out, Sheriff.
Sure, why not?
Hey, you mean we can go?
I'll let you out on one condition, Hickok.
Name it.
That you leave town, now, tonight.
What do you think, Jingles? It's up to you.
Well, I ain't hungry to get a haircut from a Choctaw barber, but I don't like old Clabberface here either. Let's get out of here, Bill. We have to build a fire out here for, Bill.
If we act like we've got nothing to hide, maybe they'll leave us alone.
Well, I don't like it. Indians just scare the living britches off of me. The way they sneak around with them tomahawks and, well, it just don't seem sociable to me and, well, I don't...
Hold it, Jingles. Over by the horses. I saw something moving.
Oh, Indians, I knew it. Where?
There it is again. It's a man and it's coming low. Slow.
Well, I'm leaving tall and fast.
Well, hello there. You have to excuse my barging in here like this. But I was on my way home when I happened to see your fire. I'm Goofy.
That's so?
No, I mean that's my name. Everybody calls me just plain Goofy.
What's your business, old-timer?
Gold. Oh, of course, I ain't never found none, but I only been at it might over 60 years. Here, see this?
Now, keep them away from the fire, but Bill, that's 3 sticks of dynamite he's holding in his hand.
Oh, well, don't worry, boys. I never had a stick go off in my hand yet.
Well, what in thunder are you carrying that dynamite around for, anyhow?
Just keeping it ready, that's all. Been carrying these same sticks for 30 years, just waiting for the right hole to drop them in.
That's kind of dangerous, old-timer.
Yeah, but not no more than camping out in Choctaw country, it ain't. Come to think of it, you better get your war bags packed.
All right, but where we heading, Goofy?
King City.
King City? I never heard of it.
You will. Just fall in behind me.
Whoa, boy.
Well, sir, here she is, gents. King City. Go on, look around.
Doggone town I ever saw.
Well, it looks natural enough, but there's nobody here.
Hey, Bill, listen, that music.
Yeah, I hear it.
Seems to be coming from the old cafe. Hey, there's a light in there, too. I think we ought to have a look.
So do I. Come on.
Right behind you, partner. Hey, Bill, take a look through this window. It's a girl.
It sure is.
Wonder who she is. Hey, Goofy, who's the... Billy's gone.
Yeah, and so are the horses. You know, maybe we were too trusting. This could be a trap.
Well, if it is, I sure like the bait. Hey, come on, let's get a good look at her.
Howdy, ma'am. That was sure pretty music.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm Bill Hickok, and this is Jingles.
Well, howdy, ma'am.
I'm glad to know you, boys. I'm Susan. Susan Foley. Oh, I hope you'll excuse the looks of the place. We live upstairs, and I didn't get a chance to clean up down here today.
Ask her about our horses, Bill.
Oh, don't worry about your horses. Dad'll take care of them.
Dad? You mean Goofy?
Oh, I see he's been pulling your leg, too. No, his real name is George Foley. We've lived here in King City for 8 years now.
That's another thing, ma'am. This town, well, where is everybody?
Oh, this is a ghost town. Been this way ever since the King's mine gave out. Everyone just pulled stakes. Everyone but Dad, that is.
I'll bet there hasn't been a rider through here in the last 6 months.
You're wrong. Why, only the other day, 2 men rode through town. Rod Roberts and his deputy. Of course, they were chasing a couple of hold-up men.
Did you say Rod Roberts, ma'am?
Why, yes. Do you know him?
Yes, ma'am, I do. You say he rode through here a day or so ago.
Yes, said he was going up toward the King's mine. Oh, you two must be tired. I'll get you something to eat, and then we'll find a place for you to bunk down. Just make yourselves at home. I'll be right back.
What do you think, Bill?
I think we're going to have a look around the King's mine tomorrow morning, Jingles. Who knows? Maybe we'll find our own pocket full of gold.
Yeah. Just so we don't run into a pocket full of flying hot lead.
Ooh, easy, boy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That the King's mine, Goofy?
Yeah, it's her.
Sure, forsaken-looking place. Real doleful.
Yeah, but just wait till you get inside of her. They say she's haunted.
Haunted?
Well, you stay here, Goofy, and we'll bring you back a ghost or two.
Now, don't talk like that, Bill. You know I don't get along with ghosts.
Come on, Jingles.
Smells like a musty old bank vault in here, don't it, Bill?
Hold it, Jingles.
What's the matter?
I thought I saw a light up there ahead. Looked like a lantern.
Ouch!
Jingles, what are you doing?
Well, I couldn't help it, Bill. I stumbled over something. Bend down here and light a match.
Okay. Well, you look at there, Jingles. Express bags.
Yeah, there's money still in them. Hey, no wonder this place smells like a bank vault.
Oop, there goes the match. Jingles, light another one so I can see.
Bill, hey, Bill, here comes that lantern again.
Yeah, I see it. If it's a man, we jump him.
Yeah, and if it's a ghost, let him go right on by.
Now.
Gee, I hate to hit a man in the head like that. What do we do now, Bill? Tie him up?
No, he'll lie still for a while. Let's get out of here.
Now you're talking. Hey, Bill, not that way. The entrance is behind us.
Yeah, I know, but I want to find out where that gent came from.
Oh, can't we leave bad enough alone and get on out of here?
Not if we want to find Rod Roberts or where those express bags came from. Come on.
Oh, sometimes I think you press your luck too far, Bill.
Look up ahead there, Jingle. Huh? You see what I told you? There's daylight. That means there's a back entrance to this tunnel. Come on.
Boy, this air really smells good.
Hey, Jingles, look how that tunnel leads right out onto this cliff.
Yeah, and look down below us there, a hidden valley.
A regular ranch down there, Jingles, cattle and all.
Well, would you look at who's riding up the valley towards that house, as big as life and twice as ugly. It's that old clabber-faced sheriff from Dragoon.
He's got a posse with him, too.
All right, keep your hands clear of them gun butts and start walking for that ranch house down there.
Oh, I just knew I didn't hit that varmint hard enough.
Like I said, Sheriff, these two saddle tramps laid for me in the mine, and when I come to, I found them at the back entrance.
Now watch who you're calling a saddle tramp, mister.
Shut up, you. I told you two there'd be trouble if you didn't stay out of my way, and that's just what there's going to be. Harris, go get the rest of the boys in here.
Yes, sir.
And have them bring a rope with them.
I'll bring it myself.
Now, you two get in that back room there.
This one?
Yeah, that one. Get in there.
Oh. You know, Bill, that's just about the meanest man I ever met.
Hey, Jingles. Look, over there in the corner. Here, give me a hand. We'll turn him over. Easy now. Take it easy.
Wonder who it is.
It's Rod Roberts.
It is?
Let's see if we can bring him around.
Here, Bill, slap him a little like this.
Not so hard, Jingle.
Oh.
Rod.
Oh,
my head, it feels like it's about to... Bill. Bill Hickok, what are you doing here?
You sent for me, remember?
Well, sure, but...
Now, you just take it easy, Rod. This is Jingles, my partner.
Hiya, Rod.
Glad to know you, Jingles.
I only wish we had time to get better acquainted. Seems they're planning on hanging us.
How do we get out of here, Rod?
That's rougher than it sounds. I've been over every inch of this room. Almost got out the door once, but somebody hit me.
Let's look around anyway, Jingles.
Man, this place is built like a brick stockade.
Tell you, Bill, it's airtight.
Rod, before this fellow gets a chance to make his threats good, I'd kind of like to know what's behind all this.
Yeah. Every time I get strung up, I always ask him why.
Well, when I sent for you, Bill, I figured you'd get here before Buckner made a play.
Who?
Buckner. He was my deputy.
Oh, he's the sidewinder that's calling himself sheriff. So that's his name.
Yeah. Him and his bunch have been holding up stages and hiding a swag up in the king's mine. I found out about it and sent for you. He's also been stealing cattle from the ranches and blaming it on the Choctaws.
Nice feller, this Buckner. I'll bet he'd beat his old grandma out of her last glass of buttermilk. Hey, Bill. Bill, what's that? Oh. Look there behind you, Bill. The floor's moving.
Hi, partners. You know, Wild Bill Hickok is a two-gun man, which makes him a right hard fella to fuss with. And Kellogg's Corn Pops are a two-way cereal, which makes it a right hard cereal not to eat. It's as simple as this. You eat them out of the box or out of the bowl. Either way, they're already sweetened for you. Just dig in and enjoy them right out of the box. But come breakfast time, eat them in a bowl with a little milk. Now, no sugar, mind you. His sweetening's already on Corn Pops, and plenty of it. They're sweet, crisp, and crunchy, and mighty good for growing young ranch hands. Tell your mom that Corn Pops give you B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means you can eat all you want. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's Corn Pops right now, you better saddle up and ride down the store as soon as you can and get a load of them. You'll need plenty, because the whole family's going to be getting into them. Now, let's say our little saying all together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. Pops love Pops. Good for you. Right now, I'm busting to get back to the show. Let's listen.
While Bill Hickok, Jingles, and their friend Rod Roberts are locked in Buckner's back room with no way of escape, it looks like curtains for them, with Buckner and his gunslammers gone for ropes to hang them. Then suddenly, Jingles looks around at the floor in the middle of the room and says...
Yeah, look there behind you, Bill. The floor's moving.
Jingles, it's Goofy.
Yeah, that's right.
Where'd you come from?
Well, I thought you boys might be needing a way out long about now.
But how'd you know there was a trap door there?
Well, of course I built it. Built this house, too. Used to live here years ago when I worked the mine.
You mean you can show us how to get out of here?
Well, if he can bend down again. This tunnel leads right out into the front yard.
Oh, boy, we can get free.
Yeah, I knowed Buckner'd catch you, boy, sooner or later, the way you was poking your noses around.
You mean you knew about Buckner all along?
Oh, sure did. Not much goes on around here that I don't know about.
Well, you ring-tailed old Gila monster, how come you didn't tell us about him?
You never asked me. Well, you going to stand there all day and palaver, or are you coming with me? Buckner and his boys is going to get ropes to hang you with. Come on. Well, here we are.
Oh, man, am I glad to get out of that back room.
We won't forget you helping us like this, Goofy.
Well, now that you're out, you better hightail it up into them hills. Look at there, see? There goes the boys into the house with a rope.
Goofy, you still got that dynamite on you?
Sure thing. Never without it.
Let me have a stick.
Yeah, all right, sure. Oh, here.
Now, Bill, you ain't going to do anything silly, are you?
No, Jingles. I'm just going to put a match to this fuse and go calling on a hanging party.
Bill, are you crazy? There won't be nothing left of you but a grease spot on the grass.
Strike up a match, Jingles.
Oh, now, Bill, I don't...
That's it. Now stand back, Jingles, while I kick this door in.
All right, you stand still, all of you.
That's dynamite.
Pickard, you crazy fool, you'll kill us all.
I will if you don't drop your guns on the floor. Here, catch.
No. Do like he says, boys.
Bill, I can't let you do it.
Calm down, Jingles. Get those guns off the floor.
But, Bill, the dynamite, it didn't go off.
Here, give me one of those guns.
But the dynamite.
Oh, yeah. I better pinch the fuse out. Of course, Goofy's been carrying this stuff around for 30 years, and I doubt if it could blow a hole in a cloud of smoke.
Well, Bill, that's got to be the bravest thing I've ever seen. Backing them varmints up with a lit piece of dynamite in your hand.
Oh, I don't know. Here, give me a stick of that stuff.
Eh?
Now, I'll just put a lit match to the short fuse, like this. There she goes. Now, I'll just hold it in my bare hand, like this.
Sure burns pretty, don't it, Jingles?
Well, I'll just step outside, boys.
You know, that fuse is getting kind of short, Jingles.
Yeah, kind of short. And you know, I think I'll just throw it out this side window there.
What'd you throw it away for, Jingles?
No, I don't know, Bill. You never can tell about things like dynamite, and I guess I figured that it was...
It sure did.
And Goofy.
Whoa.
Hello, Miss Susan.
Howdy, ma'am.
Well, Rod Roberts said you two were riding away before I got a chance to thank you for all you did for me and Dad.
It's the other way around, ma'am. You know, if it hadn't been for Goofy, I mean your dad, he'd have hung us to the nearest tree.
That's a fact, ma'am.
Oh, sure, 'twarn't nothing.
Oh, 'twere too, and you know it.
Well, I just want to say that I hope you'll be riding this way again one day, and if you do, well, you're more than welcome in King City.
Thank you, Miss Susan.
Yeah. You know, the way Bill and me gets around, you never can tell when we might be sashaying back around here.
Well, good luck to you on the trail, boys. I got to get back to looking for my gold strike now.
Good luck on that, too, Mr. Foley. Sure hope you find a bonanza.
Oh, I don't want to find it, Wild Bill.
What? You don't want to find it? Now, what makes you say a thing like that?
Well, sir, because after 30 years having such a good time looking for gold, if I found it, it'd spoil all the fun.
Bill, you know, I'm beginning to think this Jasper's goofy after all.
Now, Jingles, didn't you ever look for something you didn't want to find?
Yeah. Come to think of it, every night before I go to sleep, I look for something in my blanket roll that I don't want to find.
What's that?
A big old fat rattlesnake.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be around this way again with another adventure story for you, folks.
Yes, sirree, Bob, sir. And we got a rip snorter for you. All about... Say, what is it all about, Guy?
Never mind, Andy. You'll just be here same time next week to find out. Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Clayton Post, Fred Shields, Forrest Lewis, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops, Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.